Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Domely Rector, DT Rector with the Love Unleashed Radio Show. And I just want to tell you that we have a special edition of the Love Unleashed Show this Thursday. We're going to be featuring a young lady. We're going to be talking to her about her endeavors and her goals and things that are needed for her to move forward with obtaining her goals. And so, you know, I just want to just point out a couple of things. It takes a village to raise a child. It certainly is important that we as a community come together and we help to make the dreams of our children come true. We have to come together, no matter if it's our resources, our financial resources, or if it's just a word of kindness or wisdom, but we have to do our part. And so with the I Am Love Unleashed radio show, we are here to do our part to help make sure that this young lady's dream comes true. Now, let me share something about her. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the beautiful thing about this sweet little girl. She is 7 years old. You heard right. She's 7 years old. And her name is Shamaya, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Shamaya Henson Knight. I have her on the radio show tonight, and I want to read to you what her bio is, and it's such a beautiful thing that I can't change anything of it. I can't ad lib. I can't put my little spin to things. I have to speak it exactly the way that it's written. And it says, "Hello, my name is Shamaya Henson Knight, and I'm 7 years old. I'm an A student who is studying French at BIA Academy. Also, I am a respectful and talented inner city youth of Baltimore, Maryland. I dance for my church, which is Nebo Christian Ministries, and with Exalted Dance Company, LLC, and T4 Kids Modeling Agency. I competed in the National American Miss Pageant and became third runner-up overall. I made it to the Nationals to run for National All-American Miss Princess. This pageant is not a beauty pageant. It is a pageant where you can't wear makeup or bathing suits. This pageant helps young ladies become confident with whom they are." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even going to go any further. I want to bring her on the call, the radio show. But it helps to build confidence with whom you are, and it helps to build life skills and to help them with their future. This pageant also gives back to the community. And it's a lot of fun, and young ladies like this young lady we're going to talk to meet a lot of new friends. And so she's asking for us to do some things. I'm going to go ahead and connect this right now on the show, and I'm so honored to have her with us. So one moment, I'm going to go ahead and get into the studio. Can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, so make sure that I pronounce this name correctly. Is it Shamaya?
It's Shamaya.
Shamaya. Look at that. I had it wrong, and you corrected me. It is such a beautiful name for a beautiful young lady. So I want to give you an opportunity, Shamaya, to introduce yourself. And if there's something you would like to share before I ask you any questions, then you can do that as well. And also I have Ms. Knight on the call as well. And so we're going to talk back and forth with them. So Shamaya, you actually have the microphone, sweetheart.
Hello, my name is Shamaya Henson Knight, and I also speak French and bonjour. Come on, I also learn math and French and study math. And I'm going to the pageant that in California. And I also meet people and helping.
Well, awesome. And you did an awesome job just introducing yourself. And I think for those who are listening in and those who will be listening in later on, they would agree with me that you are such a phenomenal young lady. And I am so proud and honored to just have you on the show. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I would love to know how you got into being in the pageant. You know, what made you be a part of this pageant?
She got a letter in the mail that stated that somebody anonymously recommended her to audition for the pageant. So last year, when she was 5 years old, she auditioned and she got in, and she became for her first year, she became top 10 runner up. Last year, when she turned 6, she came 3rd runner up. And so now she's going to the Nationals at 7, trying to bring home the Nationals to Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, that is phenomenal. I am so proud. And so why don't you introduce yourself as well, because you're there as a support system to Shamaye. Tell everybody, tell the listeners who you are and what is it that you really need as far as their support with this endeavor for her.
My name is Barbara Knight, and I'm her grandmother. And we're asking everybody, because her mother is a single parent with 2 children with low income, and we're trying to get her to California. And we're asking for donations and support to get her to California. And we're asking people to watch her YouTube where she's not performing but ministering through dance, ministering for God through dance to help promote her to get to California.
And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I viewed her YouTube video, and I was just floored to see how she ministered in this video. This 7-year-old moving, and not just moving to the beat of her own drum, but moving to worship God. And the way she expressed the song by way of dance to those who were actually witnessing this greatness, it was phenomenal. I'm going to post that YouTube video on our page. I've already done it, but I'm going to repost it. So for those who are listening in or will be listening in, please make sure you go to our Facebook page, I Am Love Unleashed, or you can go to DT Rector Facebook page, and then there's a link to the I Am Love Unleashed page. It's important that we support this young lady as she moves on, because we want to bring this back home to Maryland. We want to not just bring the title, but we want to contribute to her confidence building. Did you hear her say what her name was? Did you hear her say what she is going to do? She didn't say that it's possible that it's going to happen. But she's so confident even now with identifying what it is that she is looking to do. So we're celebrating her this evening. You know, even though we have a short time on this call, we want to still get to know her. And so, Miss Grandma Knight, if that's okay,
yes,
if I call you that.
Yes, okay.
Let me just ask you some questions about this beautiful baby girl. Share some things about her. You know, so that others who are listening in, they can hear your heart about this unique young baby. Not just the fact that she's looking to get support from the listeners, but help us to get to know her a little better.
Okay, she's 7 years old in the first grade. She goes to Baltimore International Academy in the French Emergence class. She's been there since she's been in the kindergarten. She also praise dances with a group that's called Exalted Dance Ministry. And when she began to dance, we had her in regular ballet. We had her in regular ballet, but it still wasn't, she didn't seem like she was happy in it. So one day we was in church, and one of our church members said, bring her, send her here. And we sent her to her Exalted Dance Ministry, and from Exalted's teaching, God is enhancing her ministry. But what I'm saying is Exalted is teaching her, you know, how to balance, how to get her right steps and how to and hear the music. But God is enhancing her when she ministers, because she, when I see her minister, I've never, when she practices, it's nothing compared to what God is displaying to people out there, showing that, hey, this is me. This is God. This is not nobody else. If you can understand what I'm saying, the ministry is it's totally different from when she is practicing. When she practicing, it's like, okay, all right. And she'll practice a song that someone wants her to minister off of. You'll be like, okay. But once she gets up there, and she told me, she said, Jesus guides me. So once she gets up there and she gets that stuff to God, it is totally the power of the Holy Ghost just goes. And I'm just so blessed and honored that God has given her this gift. Most people have it in song. Hers is in dance.
Yeah. And will she be dancing when she goes to California?
Yes, she will. She's doing two talents. One is jazz, and one is liturgical. And she'll be dancing off of Bigger.
Wow.
Like the crazy car.
Well,
in the state pageant, she just played. She came second runner up with her talent, which was Bigger by Jacqueline Carr.
So she can't go wrong with that, because God
exactly.
is definitely bigger. Amen.
She's
spreading the gospel, and she is evangelizing by way of her dance. That is such an awesome thing. So I see here that she is a part of 2-4 Kids Modeling Agency. Does that mean we have a little model in the making?
Yes, 2-4 Kids Modeling Agency. That's also her coach. Her coach is Jeanette, Miss Jeanette, and she's the coach that's enhancing her jazz skills and her liturgical skills and her speech. So when she goes to the national, she knows how to give eye contact, how to talk one-on-one. This pageant is really in bringing out her shyness. It's helping shy.
And I see here it says National American Miss Growing Confidence. Tell me a little bit more about this pageant. You know, how did you find out about it? I know you said that someone anonymously, put her name in the hat and so that's how you initially got connected. But now that you're connected with them, tell me about your experience with them and what growth you've seen in your baby girl.
The growth, the experience that we had is we go out, we meet different people from different cultures, all aspects of life, not just African-American. We engage in all different cultures. Like she had to do, it helps her at a young age, teaches her how to give back. She did community service at the Ronald McDonald House. That experience was so exhilarating to see those kids, you know, being lifted up. And she did arts and crafts with them. And she went around to each individual child, introduced herself, and showed them that if you put your mind to it, you can, no matter how sick you are, if you got your mind set, you can do what you want. And those kids were really uplifted. It was one little boy there who his mother said he never speaks. When he saw her dance, she took him to the bathroom. He said, I want to see her dance again. She was so excited that he spoke, because he was angry.
Wow.
Because God is, I'm telling y'all, the experience that God has given not only her, but me as her grandmother in age, I'm seeing what God can do with little children, how he can use a child to go forth and speak to other people. And she and we live in an apartment building with a lot of elderly people. Every time she goes in the building, they're happy to see her. She uplifts them. So this is what this is doing. It's helping her not be selfish. It's helping her give back regardless. That's about Hawkins. She has something to say.
No, you're explaining it very well. And let me tell you, I have a visual that although you're speaking and describing it, I already have this visual embedded on my heart and in my mind because I watched the YouTube video. And it's remarkable to know that she's only 7. That's the beauty in all of this, to be able to see that. Yeah. So let me ask you, because we have a short period of time left, and I want to get to why we are coming together. She needs funds so that she can go and do what it is that she's been called to do, even at 7 years old. And although this is a pageant, but this is also a ministry for her. So please share with me. What is it? What's the goal that you're trying to accomplish? Now, you and I had a conversation before we got on the radio show about what you didn't realize, how much it cost. If you don't mind sharing that with us so that people can truly understand, you know, it's great to be involved in activities, but when you truly realize how much of an impact financially it is, to be able to support your child in ministry or even if it's just an activity, it becomes a hardship. And so we look for community members and even those who are we don't know to come in and help to invest into her future. So please share with us some information about the financial piece to this.
Okay, the financial piece is that the goal is $7,000 because it's for the whole week. You're competing in the whole week of the pageant. So this is for a whole week, which is like almost $1,700. Then the airfare, because I was trying not to go. I was gonna just let her mother and her go with her baby brother who's only 10 months. But that would be too hard on the mother. So it's like all three of us have to go. The baby doesn't cost anything, but the airfare, because it goes. It fluctuates. That's their biggest problem because if you don't catch it at a certain time, you go the next day, the airfare done fluctuated up. And I didn't know that. So the airfare is which is our biggest hump right now. And that's almost like $2,100 for us to get there, a round trip for all three of us. And then the pageant itself came to $2,400, which we down to $1,900 right now.
So you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get this investment. And I don't like to say donation. I like to say investment. You know, as a business owner and as a member of the community, when you hear, you know, we see so much that goes on in our streets, especially in Baltimore, you know, because we're local. And even in Washington, D.C., we see a lot of things that's going on with our youth. And it's important that when we see positive things that are happening with our youth, that we celebrate them, but most importantly, that we encourage them. And then on top, and to overtop that by providing the support. And so that's what we're asking for those who are listening, those who will be listening. We're asking for them to, for you all to invest in this beautiful princess. In her goals to becoming the confident woman that she is at this pageant. And so let me provide you some contact information. I have that with me. And it says to contact Sherawanda, and the number is 443-226-2225. Or, and I'm not going to put your number up there, Miss Barbara. I'm going to put the other number. It says or call NAM, and that's the National American Miss Pageant, and their number is 1-281-496-9000, and you can add funds to her account. So donations are due. It says no later than November 10th, but we are looking for you to just quickly, I hope that this touches your heart to just hear this beautiful young girl when she opened herself up and basically introduced her own self with all that confidence. We're hoping that we can touch the hearts of other people, that they will invest in this goal of hers. The pageant date is November the 18th through November the 26th, 2016. So you heard the charge. You know that it's been brought forth. I'm a firm believer that God does not bring people together by chance, but on purpose.
Amen.
And so we serve a purpose. And this purpose tonight, this special edition, was to bring and highlight the beauty of this young lady and to get the support of the community. So the charge has been given. And now we must act. I will repeat, we must act. And if you have any questions, feel free to email the I Am Love Unleashed radio show, and we'll give you more information. And you can do that at info@IAmLoveUnleashed.com. Again, our website is www.IAmLoveUnleashed.com. We're on all social media platforms. We're on Twitter as well as we're on Facebook. And so I alone have over 5,000 friends on Facebook alone. And so if the 5,000 that I alone have, if they are listening to this broadcast, then I'm asking you to make that donation, make that investment. And then you have your own friend list. And so I'm asking you to not just look at the post that I put out there on social media, but take and share that. And share it with the intent and the expectation that it will reap a harvest for this beautiful young lady. So is there anything else, Grandma Knight, that you would like to share before we wrap this radio call up?
I just want to give God thank you. And in advance, thank you everybody, everyone that is listening and wants to help Shamaya reach her goal. I'm just grateful. I really am.
Thank you, we are grateful for you. Go ahead.
Thank you for everything that y'all gave me in respect. And for Jesus, when I dance for the Lord, he always told me when I pray, he always told me, I love you, Jesus, and help me to get it to California.
Amen. Well, that is my prayer. That is my prayer. And if we sow the seed, we will reap a harvest. And so I thank you guys for sowing
thank
the seed
you.
Tonight, dropping seeds. And I'm believing, I'm throwing out my faith into this, to the atmosphere, believing that it's going to yield a great harvest for you guys. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we're coming to the end of this radio broadcast. And you heard it straight from the mouth of this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child, from the mouths of babes, from the mouths of babes. Now, if you can only have that much confidence that we can grow and be a part of this world, but also be in a position to minister, you too should have no choice, no option but to help support us. And so I am definitely committed. This I Am Love Unleashed radio show is committed to making sure that we use all of our avenues of communication to get this message out. And so we thank you for listening, and we thank you in advance for supporting this beautiful young flower. And as I always do, at the end of every broadcast, I always give a word of encouragement. I always give a word of hope. And so this would not be any different. I think it's so important, especially in this day and age. I want to leave some points that we need to get out and vote. So that's my other message to you. Get out and vote. Make sure you vote today. Today was the last day for early voting, so make sure you go out on Tuesday. Next Tuesday, this Tuesday coming, make sure you go out and vote, and make sure you vote your conscience. Make sure we get out and vote and make the right decision so that children like the one that we just heard can have a better life, to be able to have the resources and the love and the kindness and the guidance that they so need. And so we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 13. And remember, we're talking about love. And so I just want to give you the message version of 1 Corinthians 13, starting with verse 3. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to take the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gone nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swell head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of sins of others, doesn't reveal when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always look for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incomplete will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like an infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly just as he knows us. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us towards that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of the three is love. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just been loved up on, and you have just been unleashed into the world. Again, I thank you for listening to this special edition. Please come back and listen to our radio show on Sundays at 6 o'clock. I'm DT Rector from DT Rector Empowers, the I Am Love Unleashed show. We thank you, and you have a good night.